Wait.
It's about to drop. It's about to drop. My foot.
Look at you feeling yourself. It would work.
DJ Chinchilla, what are you doing, bruh? I think when you're saying stay inside the house this weekend, I as well can dance me, bruh.
With what? With which money? You want to be drinking one beer for 2 hours? Oh?
One beer for 2 hours?
I know.
Hold on for dear life.
Oh, it's like, you know how ladies, when they pull up to a section and they got no bag.
Yeah, right?
How they just sip on that one champagne glass for the whole night.
Hoping like, more snow.
They just,
with no
yeah, they just tilt it. Just touches the lips. Just
lots of pictures, lots of boomerangs.
Oh, absolutely.
Shout out to DJ Chinchilla, man. Thank you so much to DJ Chinchilla. We've got the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup that will ensue this weekend. And I promise you, Shaquan, it's going to be hectic. So I was speaking to our seasoned commentator, Joe Blom, right?
Yes.
And he was telling me off air, just in our conversations, that he is struggling to make up his mind.
Yeah.
He's struggling to make up his mind because that's how hectic the clashes will be. You know what I mean? You are unable to point a finger or put your finger on a result.
That's true.
But I told him, Amy, bro, give us your predictions.
I had a dream.
You had a dream?
Yeah.
You had, Shaquan had a dream.
Yeah.
He does.
I had a dream, South Africa, Ireland, finals.
South Africa and Ireland in the finals?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be hectic.
I mean, I'm lying, but I'm just saying, like, just hypothetically.
It could happen. Let's check out Abudi Joe Blom's voice note.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan.
Morning.
Yeah, we are heading to the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
France 2023. We've got 8 teams standing. And this weekend, the first game on Saturday, we'll see Wales take on Argentina.
Yeah.
Those two teams have met 21 times in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And Wales were victorious 14 times. I think Wales have really stepped up this World Cup.
They've really stepped up.
Especially technically.
Look like the squad who have beaten the Springboks in the past in Buenos Aires. They've beaten the Springboks. They've beaten Australia in this year's championships.
Yeah, they did.
They were a total different side earlier this year than the Argentina we are seeing at the World Cup. So I'm going to give that win. I'm definitely giving that win to Wales.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the second one on Saturday evening will be Ireland against New Zealand, number 1 in the world against number 3. Ireland had some very, very good games this World Cup. New Zealand lost the first one against France, the opener. And how can we forget the previous World Cup 2019? So the Springboks lost the first game against New Zealand and they went on to win the World Cup. So let's not write New Zealand off just because they've lost the first game. New Zealand, a worrisome concern for me is they will be without their wing, Mark Tilia. Scored 2 tries against France in the World Cup opener, and he's been left out of the squad because of discipline.
Yeah, there's discipline issues, apparently.
The coach, Hansen, did not elaborate why he left him out and what is the disciplinary act or procedure that is broken.
So it wasn't on the field.
Really, yeah, it was in the camp.
New Zealand, not having Mark in the squad because he can really change a game. But nonetheless, I'm giving that one to New Zealand because they've got some very, very good rugby players.
He's giving it to New Zealand, not Ireland.
I'm also giving it to New Zealand, actually.
New Zealand against Italy. So I'm giving this one to New Zealand. And then our third quarter final on Sunday, England against Fiji. Those two teams met 7 times in the past and all 7 games England were victorious.
Yeah.
But Fiji has been the surprise of this World Cup. But I think they had their best game against Australia and against Wales. After those two games, they were just going downwards and they lost the last game against Portugal. It would have been a really, really confidence booster if they could have won against Portugal going into the quarterfinals. So I think for me, Fiji's fairy tale has come to an end. So England will win that
one. I agree.
And then the last quarterfinal will be France, the host, against South Africa. A cracker of a game we are expecting there. But France will have their scrum half back, the one who was injured against Namibia. But I don't think he's 100%. And there were too much talk in the media against him. He must not be touched, otherwise it's a red card, and they're trying to protect him. And
it's rugby. How can you not be touched?
Squad. Exactly.
He did not mention his squad, so we're really going to see some surprises in that South African squad. And but I think, for me personally, and this is not something that I say from the heart, but from a rugby perspective, I say South Africa will win that one. It will be the end of the road for the host, and we will see South Africa going into the quarterfinals together with Wales,
into the semis,
New Zealand, England, and South Africa. Those will be the four teams that will contest the semi-final in next week. And just another interesting stat that I also have here, Shaquan, NSK. Ireland has beaten New Zealand five times for in their last eight meetings.
Really?
Ireland has beaten New Zealand five times in their last eight meetings. So that is going to be, that for me, is going to be the clash of the weekend, Ireland against New Zealand.
But he still believes New Zealand will still have enough in the tank to beat Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Ireland played great rugby, yes. But you know that game between them and South Africa, eh? That was South Africa's game. And it was just...
The refereeing and...
It was the refereeing. And what's the guy's name that was still facing so much bullying?
The kicker.
The name is going to come to me now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but now I do feel that if it ever comes to a point where South Africa has to face Ireland once again, they do have an upper hand because Hendrik has been doing a fantastic job. But also that guy, why am I forgetting his name?
Yeah.
Money. Please tell me his name is Money.
Lebok?
Money! Lebok.
Yeah, Lebok.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's on his game.
Okay.
Yeah, the last game that I checked, he was really doing a fantastic job. But I do agree with Joe. I do agree with him with the predictions that he has, that Wales is going to take this one.
New Zealand,
I do agree with that one.
England.
But I do see that Ireland might also just surprise us, right? England, absolutely, because Fiji has been just been messing up their own game. They played themselves to that position.
True.
South Africa is definitely going to take that one.
If Fiji works on their discipline.
Yes. And
playing keeping the basics.
Keeping the basics and playing their own game.
Yes.
They wake up way too early. I mean, too late.
Yeah.
By that time, the other team is already leading and they have an upper hand on you.
Yeah, now you have to chase the game and it's very difficult. But this is going to be interesting. Tomorrow, the first game starts at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Make sure that you leave it on Fresh FM because we will give you updates right throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
DJ Chinchilla. We'll continue right after this.
Chin, 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 chin.
Who controls the past controls the future. The more-